to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and/or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
That's right. This is Shyampa Radio, and this is the Joe and Anthony Show at a much different time. Isn't that right, Anthony?
No, it's not too different. We're only about 2 hours later. So if you were tuning in for Upfront Soul, you're going to have to wait about an hour, and we'll just hang out with us. We're a little weird. We're a little funny. And something. We're definitely something. So hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Studio A in Tampa.
Well, hey, everybody. Joe here, and I'm live in Studio B in the friendly confines of Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit.
Wait a minute.
This is episode...
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
This is not the right Betty. We have a...
Betty, where did you go?
Yeah, she didn't want to do this voice. I understand, but, you know, you gotta...
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 231 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, September 13th, 2021. That's right, biatches, we are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. Go visit them at www.shyampa.org, or visit them on facebook.com/shyampa radio. The Joe and Anthony Show can be found and listened to on iTunes, Spotify, Radio 4 All and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, go to the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit us on the web. However you listen, we appreciate your listenership. And now, those two lovable idiots, Joe and Anthony, are gonna get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. This has been lovable Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, Betty, I know you've been fiddling with your voice circuits there, but, well, thanks all the same.
I was gonna say, she sounds a little funny. Not like a ha-ha
you
funny.
You got it, Joe.
There we
like
go.
Like a regular that's funny. You know. All right.
Yeah. I guess she wanted to try to connect with Roger. She's in a connect mode.
Nah, she's crazy.
She wants to connect.
She always wants to connect.
You got it, Anthony.
That's her after problem. Yeah. So we're 2 hours late tonight. This may be our new time for a while. Because it coincides as closely as possible and seems to work as best for our scheduling between the two of us. I actually just got off my day job about an hour ago. So, but it the timing does seem to be able to work, and Joe's able to hit it. And we were gonna do a morning thing, but no, the 2 hour later thing I think is a better
morning
idea.
Morning thing is just awkward.
Yeah. So, but you know,
we'll know how funny I can be in the morning.
Yeah, we'll see how we'll see how this goes. But I think this might work out for us.
Yeah.
And then, more
so
what's VPN.
What's going on with
the VPN? The VPN works fine. I just can't get the damn phone to work over the NAT. So
that's wild.
It happens.
What if we just disable NAT altogether?
It doesn't work right then. That's what I've been trying. That's what I've been messing with. So, I may tackle a little bit more this week and see what I can do. There may have to be a different solution later down the road, but I mean, I can get the router to connect and the computer resolves names and does everything it needs to do. And for the most part, the phone will work, but there's something's wrong with the way the server is routing to the phone and the way the phone's picking it up, and NAT plays a big part in it. I've past two Saturdays have been spent with this thing, so I'm taking the weekend off next weekend.
Okay.
So how are you doing?
There hasn't been an urgent need for.
No, I mean, if anything, you'll wind up getting it back with the phone. Without the phone working, but you might end up getting it back, and we may just put. We'll have to work with it as it is. I mean, it works great on the VPN now, the way it's configured, so it does work better. But yeah, the phone thing is clearly an issue. I don't know why, because soft phones work fine, but physical phones do not work fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for asking though about how my day has been. And it's actually been fun. Had an early morning. I was up at like 5:30. Got laundry done. Made two early trips. One to Jewel. Got a lot of the grocery shopping done. You know, you gotta have some groceries in the house. Gotta have a little bit of food. Got pizzas. Lots of pizzas. Three pizzas, actually. Not lots of pizzas, but three. Yeah. And we almost bought butt paste.
Okay.
It just, this box just stood out. It was bright red. I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, that's butt paste. That's cute.
Do you need butt paste?
I don't know. Well, you know, I you know when you get hot and sweaty down there? I might need something.
I live in Florida. I know what that's about.
Yes.
But I usually resort to powders.
So anyways, though, I ended up making another trip to Staples, but on the way, I got caught up at one of those outdoor music fests. It was like a couple of DJs were playing some house music, and it was an older crowd, you know, because it was like Chicago house. It was really cool. I got some of it on video. I'm going to work on that after we get done with the show tonight.
All right.
And I ended up doing some retail therapy at Macy's.
Wow, oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, I just, you know, I said, fuck it. I want it. I got it.
All
right. If that's the way life is right now, that's the way life is.
That's the way life apparently is right now.
So we have a new watch coming. It's on reserve, though, because the discount won't happen until September 28. So it's like a layaway in a strange sort of way.
I see.
But I ended up getting some shirts, which are really cool. They were all on discount.
Oh.
So, like, everything was normally, like, in the high 70s. It
okay.
got down into the 30s. And then I had, because it was Macy's, I had a bunch of coupons racked up.
Coupons, there you go. Coupons.
So I got a lot of really, really good deals on a pair of panties, too.
Oh, good for you. You got yourself some panties.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
No voicemail.
No.
No.
All right. Well, guess what, folks? Our chat room is open at shyappa.org, and as a matter of fact, we have a guest.
People? Oh, yeah, we got someone in the chat room.
Yes. So, and our phone lines are ready for you, too. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'll answer your call, whether it be now or in the second half of the show, later on after Anthony's news. We got some fun news coming up tonight, too. We got, well, I won't spoil it, but just it could end up being a theme if things go the way I'm thinking.
Are you thinking? You got some stinky thinking. All right. Well, let's do a weed corner.
Want to do a weed corner?
Yeah, we'll do a weed corner. Let me find
it
here.
Quickie here.
That's the concept. That's how it works. All right.
Clicky clicky.
Oh, here we go. Clicky clicky. Bouncy bouncy. Oh wow. Yeah. So our first weed story of the night comes from High Times, and it's from Marguerite Arnold. According to Marijuana Business Daily, a top trade media company, the amount of destroyed cannabis in Canada has been growing steadily since the fall of 2018 or the start of the Canadian recreational market.
Destroyed cannabis?
Yes. Between October and December 2018, Canadian producers destroyed just over 11 tons of cannabis. In 2019, 15% was destroyed. And in 2020, it rose to 20% of all dried cannabis produced for the market. Beyond cryptic reports and strangely unconnected moves by the largest companies, there are several reasons for this massive destruction of crops, some of which are surprising and some which are not. Some of the reasons, of course, include a great deal of legally grown cannabis that had to be destroyed because of contaminants, and the legal cannabis market's biggest competitor in Canada has been and continues to be patient and nonprofit growing.
Huh.
So there are a lot of private growing out there, which, again, I mean, if I could, I might, you know, take it up and try to grow my own as well. So, but in Florida, we are restricted from that. So, Canada's got, like, a lot of weed, and they have to actually get rid of it. Isn't that crazy?
But would weed grow well in your...
Not necessarily. You have to... I would have to do, like, a planting bed for it. I would have to grow it out of a pot, no pun intended. Like pots of rich soil, because no, weed will not grow in this soil here. I can barely grow grass. Weeds grow great. Weeds grow freaking vines. Vines grow like mad here. But like anything like plants and like,
but no more orange trees.
Orange trees are hard to grow now. I had two in my backyard that I had to cut down over the years because they got that citrus greening disease, and that just destroys them, which is crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'd like to plant more because I really liked orange trees, and they're when they bloom, they smell beautiful. And I kind of miss that, but I don't know if I can. I mean, I've already had now two orange trees that have that, you know, gotten that greening, and it's kind of like it might not be something that I can continue to grow because everything I grow may turn infected. So, all right, so let's move on. We're going to move on to Nevada here, and this comes from MJ Biz Daily. Nevada marijuana companies are mapping out plans to open consumption lounges next year under a new state law with the goal of serving the tens of millions of visitors who flock to Las Vegas annually. As long as they still have water for now. We'll see what happens with that in about 6 months. Until now, tourists buying cannabis products in Vegas retail stores have had no place to smoke, eat, or consume their purchases because it's illegal to do so in public, and consumption is not allowed in Las Vegas casinos or the city's approximately 150,000 hotel rooms. Although I have a feeling people have been eating their weed, you know, their edibles in their hotel rooms. Don't tell anyone, but I think that's probably what's been happening. The smoking part, I'm sure people are smoking their weed in their hotel room anyway, too. I've done plenty of that in my time, and, you know, I've smoked weed in some 5-star hotels, and it's never been a problem. Nevada is one of the 9 states that now permits on-site consumption of recreational marijuana. Although the pandemic has complicated plans for some business owners aiming to offer such venues, because clearly, I think this was actually passed last year in 2020, shortly before the pandemic. And of course, once the pandemic hit, we can't do social things. So you can't have a social house where you smoke weed in Vegas because you're trying to avoid a fucking pandemic. So Nevada has 86 cannabis retailers held by about 45 different ownership groups. We'll call him Martin from MJ Biz Daily.
Hey, Martin.
Each ownership group will be permitted to have one consumption lounge license if they have space that qualifies for one. And nearly 60 retailers have indicated that they're interested in opening consumption lounges. Alcohol sales, of course, will be barred in any type of cannabis lounge establishment.
Interesting.
Yeah, right? And that's it for your weed corner. On to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony. That was such very interesting topics we've discussed tonight in your Weeds Corner.
I try to keep it exciting and interesting and knowledge. You know, I try to instill knowledge.
You know, I didn't realize how much was destroyed because of maybe overgrowing or inability to sell. That's crazy that you can't sell all that weed.
And it's a shame that Canada can't export it to the United States.
Yeah, or some poor nation that needs it. Or household. You know,
are you going to apply for import a hardship?
Yeah.
You can get all that Canadian weed, that 12 tons of Canadian
weed.
You
know, that actually would could describe today's word. Are you ready?
Sure, why not?
You ready for this word?
What's our word today?
The button. And now, today's word is suborn. And suborn, thank you, your mother, for that word choice, by the way. Suborn is something to cause a person to do an unlawful thing. Like, for instance, money scattered all over the road caused our dear friend Rufus to suborn it with all his might with his wet vac. Anyway, the more you know. Only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I don't think Dick White quite got the wording right.
Well, you know, Dick White's been having some issues lately. And, yeah. You know, so it's Dick White. I mean, we know he has issues.
Yeah. All right, well, Roger's been tugging at me, so go ahead, Roger.
All right.
Oh, bloody hell. I love your new voice, Betty. Anyway, it's me, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip-pip for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. The date I am speaking of is September 13th, 2021, and it is, oh boy, oh boy, it's National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day, National Peanut Day, Uncle Sam Day, National Celiac Disease Awareness Day, Day of the Programmer, 256th day of the year, National Boss/Employee Exchange Day, and what have you really been waiting for? Woohoo, it's National Bald is Beautiful Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that pops out peanuts in all the wrong places. What a mess. Oh, Betty, are you here? Anyway, let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, no, you don't want pooped coffee ice cream everywhere. Wait, that was last week. Are we still dealing with that mess too? Yes, maybe so. Oi, I don't know. You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. You're welcome, Anthony.
Yes, thank you, Roger. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
There you go. Roger. Yeah, Joe, there you go. All right.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Patty. They're just very talkative tonight. It's time for me to push this button, just like Roger told me to do. Yeah, there you go. Spin the wheel. There you go.
Ooh, that wheel, that's the insurance wheel.
A special late night episode. The neighbors complain less. All right, let's see. What is our random news winner tonight? Right. Ah, yes. Tonight's random news story comes from the Washington Post and tells us about a funky safety chicken in Newstead, New Zealand. Tracy owns a small farm with an adjoining preschool in Newstead, New Zealand. Each morning, she personally dresses her traffic patrol officer in a fluorescent vest. The traffic patrol officer is a hen named Henry. Since January, the uniformed chicken has encouraged drivers to use extra caution in the parking lot at the rural Newstead County preschool, which Tracy started with her family in 97. Henry struts around the parking area, approaching cars, squawking, and greeting students for about 15 minutes before the school day begins at 8 in the morning. Motorists drive very carefully nearing the school, knowing that Henry is on patrol. Henry, a brown shaver hen, began her patrol duties shortly after she flew the coop one day to join the preschoolers at playtime on the 15-acre farm. She became an overnight celebrity in Newstead, which has a population of about 1,500 people. 1,500 really bored people. when a 9-year-old reporter from Kia Kids News did a story in mid-August about the unusual security chicken. Tracy said Henry is effective at traffic control and is mostly reliable as chickens go. Parents at the preschool are delighted to see Henry strutting around the parking lot every morning. And that's it for your crazy random news. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered for no good reason. And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up? Joe, you better fix this. Anyway.
Ugh, that's better.
She's so demanding.
Anyway, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Supervillains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skippa, it's time for our Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 78 degrees. The dew point is 66, giving us a heat index of 80 degrees. The dew point is important in these things, isn't it? I have a high burp index today, folks, so just be wary of that. Anyways, the humidity is at 67% and winds are hollowing out of the east at 9 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles and moose poop quotient tonight is high. Patchy fog tonight before 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Tomorrow, Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 87. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Thursday, sunny with a high near 78. Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., sunny though with a high near 85. And for the weekend, we can expect sunny conditions with highs in the upper 80s. And that's it for my weather. And now, Anthony, the news.
And now for the news.
You get a double dose of news.
So, yay, we like weird and crazy McDonald's stories. And I as I alluded to in the intro,
yeah,
McDonald's has been going through some crazy things lately. Like this, for instance. Marshfield, Wisconsin, as reported by the Associated Press, spotted in a car at a McDonald's drive-thru in Wisconsin. Anthony, what would you think it could be?
A big block of cheese.
Well, that could be the end result of such thing.
Ooh,
but
I'm close.
Again. Try again.
Maybe it's the studio ashtray. I can't find it anywhere. I think someone left it out in the damn break room. I'm gonna have to step out for a moment.
That's the wrong answer.
No, it's not the studio ashtray either.
No.
Oh,
you got one more try.
Okay. Can I get a hint?
Sometimes it has spots. And it goes moo.
Oh, that's hard. Oh, I got it. A Dalmatian.
Well, no.
No, I'm not quite there, huh?
We were looking for cow.
Ooh, cow. That also moves. Yes, that moves. Wait, don't
cow.
Don't cows go woof? I think I gotta go find that ashtray. I'll be right back.
Jessica of Mozanie pulled into the drive-thru at a McDonald's in Marshfield on Thursday and said she looked up to see a cow in the back seat of a Buick sedan three cars ahead of her. I thought it was fake at first. Who puts a cow in a Buick? She told the Associated Press on Friday. Then its whole head moved. She quickly picked up her phone and shot video of the bovine. I just took the video of it because I was blown away. There was a cow in the back of a Buick. Cow in the back of a Buick. a cow. A cow in the back of a Buick.
Well, Buicks have a lot of space. Have you seen Buick lately? Have you seen an old Buick? I had an old Buick. You had an old Buick.
I had a 1973 Buick LeSabre.
Exactly. I mean, you could fit a cow in the back of a Buick.
I think I fit 8 people in the back seat of that car. But anyways, the lady posted the video on her Facebook page with the caption, "A whole freaking cow." I hope it was a whole freaking cow if its head was moving.
Anyways, so isn't that like a cannibalistic cow if it's going through the McDonald's drive? Well, is it really meat, though? That is the question of the millennia.
By Friday afternoon, the video had gotten 112,000 views. She said that the family of the cow's owner saw the post and contacted her. They said that the cow was actually a calf. She said the owner had just purchased it and 2 other calves, which were in the backseat as well, but were lying down out of sight at an auction. Wow, that Buick must stink.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. It smelled like
that Buick would need some extensive detail.
Bovine and poop and bovine pee and oh. All right. We're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
We're stopped thinking about the nasty Buick. All right.
Ooh. We like buttons. Shiny buttons. Blinky, blinky, blinky buttons. And buttons with big red buttons on them, too. So investigators are looking into a New York City subway outage that lasted several hours, discovered on Friday that the incident was likely due to what, Anthony?
A cow.
Nope.
A chicken? And a safety vest. A chicken and a safety vest. That's what happened.
Nope.
All right, this is my last
Someone accidentally hit the emergency power off button.
Oh, how about that? That's kind of a convenient thing to do.
In reports released by New York Governor Kathy, the new New York governor, because Cuomo got kicked out due to his womanizing ways, who commissioned a review of the August 29th disruption and of operation control centers across the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, investigators found that there was a strong possibility the button was pressed by mistake due to the fact that the plastic guard created to prevent such situations was missing, according to the Associated Press. So maybe somebody leaned into it. They don't really say.
So, but how did they... It took them a long time to figure out that the button was depressed.
Right.
I guess that's the concerning part. I mean, it's an emergency button. Shouldn't you know that the emergency button has been depressed?
Well, not if you're doing something goofy.
All right. Fair enough, I guess. Well, okay.
Or maybe not. You know, maybe it's not... It doesn't sound an alarm anywhere. Maybe that's the problem.
It just shuts everything off, and everyone's like, what the fuck happened? Which we just saw.
Well, what ended up happening is people were getting off the train and on the tracks, so they couldn't restore power.
Ooh.
So those people got off.
I see.
Yeah. So let's just move on, because, you know, we love our dear friend, Fiddles.
There goes
Fiddles McGinty.
There you go.
Well, Grimace is Fiddles McGinty's far, far away countryman on pilgrimage from Purple on High.
Ooh.
Oh, hi. So, I never really thought to think about what Grimace was or who he was.
I always thought he was a big purple dildo.
Well, the what? Yeah. The manager of a McDonald's franchise in Canada has revealed the story behind Grimace, the purple pal of longtime mascot Ronald McDonald. And it's left a lot of people very confused. Brian Bates, who has worked for the chain for 10 years, casually dropped it into an interview with the CBC News over the weekend. He has an enormous taste bud!
What?
Exactly. He's a taste bud. Adding that the character was meant to show that the food tastes good. A taste bud. You're looking at your taste buds, right? You take a magnifying glass to the mirror and look at your taste bud. Anyways, so McDonald's tweeted out, great question. Grimace Lore says he is the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud. What do you think? Well, what I think is if milkshakes contain purple chunks, please up Chuck at your earliest convenience. You may grimace, but you'll bear it. And that's a wrap.
Oh my.
On Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack hit news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Ain't that the truth? Do you want to be part of this unique, derailed, southern fried, tire thumping, toilet seat licking, GMO loaded experience? Yes. Then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. All right, this week on This Way Out, 2 hours ago, lesbian youth eye the male gaze. California's Prop 8 drama underscored the power of the courts. China's government censors girly men. Hong Kong political puppets flag gay games play. A Pakistani politician pulls down a BTS promo homo billboard. That was a lot of acronyms in too many places. Australian lawmakers reject trans job protections in 20 U.S. states. Buck Biden's pro-queer policy. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right before the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. We will continue to be suborned in 4 minutes when we return. If I can find the button.
Wait. Find the button.
Oh, this is the button.
Push Hello, the button. Everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-o-rama. For the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Darn my sink trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease? Food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are tuned into Cheyenne We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Ooh, good Lord.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznet.
All right, let's go for Roger. Cast.
All right, go ahead and cue that robotic thing.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. All right. Well, screw you too, Roger. All right.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, there you are. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're not listening live, it is lightly raining and 78 degrees.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was storming like a son of a bitch on my way home earlier this evening. I was like roadways were full of water, water's going everywhere. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never going to make it home. I'm never going to make it home and drive.
Hydroplaning everywhere?
I'm sorry. I wasn't hydroplaning. I'm sure everyone else was because that's what they do. The humidity is currently at 87%. The dew point is 74 degrees, and visibility is 8 miles tonight. Tonight, Monday night, 60% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 8, which did happen. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms between 8 and midnight, which is currently happening. And mostly cloudy. It's mostly cloudy. It would also be mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, we have a 60% chance of isolated showers and storms between noon and 2. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 99 degrees on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we'll have a 60% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 in the evening. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and storms again after 2. Partly sunny with a high near 90. On Wednesday night, we're looking at a 60% chance of precipitation before 8, then some showers and thunderstorms between 8 in the evening and 2 in the morning. We'll see mostly cloudy skies with a low around 77 degrees. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news. Oh, come back. There we go. The button got a little happy there. I hit the button, and I think I must have pushed it too long, and it advanced me a couple tracks there by mistake. Oh, it happens, ladies and gentlemen. It happens.
It does.
We push the button by mistake.
You'd be surprised what happens in the show.
Yes, you'd be surprised. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about a Florida woman who found herself in a magical position. Police responded to St. Augustine Beach in Florida to assist fire rescue crews with a lady that said she needed CPR. Just let that sit in for a moment. Police and fire personnel asked the woman, identified as 39-year-old Kalani, if she needed to be treated. Kalani responded, yes, she needed CPR.
Wow.
According to police, Kalani was escorted to an ambulance where she fled on foot and was running back and forth in the street erratically. Again, police asked her if she needed treatment, to which Kalani responded, yes, and then ran away again. Brandon said in the affidavit, due to no crime being committed, at this point the subject was just acting erratic. I had no reason to chase her. This is where you kind of, you know, this is where shit goes wrong.
Yeah.
And they've learned this over in a few counties over, because remember that we had a county where their shit was getting stolen a lot. Well, it happened now in St. Augustine Beach. As a St. Augustine police officer was entering his vehicle, he heard loud yelling coming from the fire engine on 5th Street. He heard someone yell that Kalani was stealing the fire truck and leaving moose poop everywhere. According to police, Kalani began making spontaneous statements that she was sorry for trying to take the truck, but not about the moose poop, that she had lost her marbles. When asked if she was under the influence of anything, Kalani told police she had taken the elixir of life.
Moose poop!
And moose poop, apparently. Kalani was booked on Grand Theft Auto and resisting arrest.
Boy.
Yeah, right.
Bing, bang, bing, bing, bang.
Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from WFLA, Tampa News Channel 8, and tells us about an automated way you can get your meat. A meat vending machine outside the Boozy Pig Butcher Shop and Restaurant in Tampa is offering up fresh cuts, Italian sausage, and more meaty snacks 24/7 in Tampa. Growing up, owner Andrew learned to make Italian sausage from his paternal grandfather, who owned a small grocery store in Ybor. He would help his mom's side of the family make sausage when he was out of school on summer break or for Christmas. The machine, which is outside of his restaurant and butcher shop, takes credit, debit, Apple Pay, or Google Pay, and is filled with beef jerky, bacon, different flavors of burgers, different cuts of steak, pork, Italian sausage, ground beef, and all kinds of stuff, including Cuban sandwiches.
Does it poop out a hamburger or a cheeseburger?
Well, it doesn't cook it for you, but it will give it to you. I mean, it will give it to you so you can take it home and cook it. If you're nervous about trying any of the Boozy Pig's meats from a vending machine outside the location in hot, sunny Florida, there's no need to worry. That's what they said. It's a very smart machine and is well-regulated and has sensors inside that regulate the temperature. There are safety features as well. So if the temperature does go above 41 degrees and stays above that way for 20 minutes, it shuts off and will not vend.
Huh.
Well, hopefully you can't just unplug it and plug it back in and reset it. The front of the machine is not made out of glass, but rather plexiglass, which doesn't reflect the heat of the sun on the inside. It's built well for the outdoors. No bugs can get in the machine, and neither does rainwater. Andrew said the response to the machine has been great and well-received in the community. The meat vending machine outside the Boozy Pig is open 24/7 and is located at 3255 West Cypress Street in Tampa.
You should do an exposé on that next
maybe,
time.
Maybe I can talk my husband into taking me to the Boozy Pig and we can do a little exposé on 3255. I don't know how far. That's not too far from the studio. It's like maybe a 20-minute drive.
Okay.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, but yeah, no, that could be something worth looking into. I wouldn't mind. Let's see where it's at. Oh, it's by the Shake Shack.
Novel. You know, it's a novel thing.
It's a novelty. Let's see. Where are we at?
Yeah.
Pine, Cypress. Okay. Oh, I see where it's at. I think I know where it's at.
Wait. It's a quick jaunt.
It's a quickest jaunt. I'm trying to, like, zoom out. You know,
studio,
like, I'm trying to zoom out, but, like, Google Maps is being a little bitchy. Okay, I see where it's at. Okay, yeah, no, that's pretty easy. That's an easy route. All right, let's move on.
Betty tells me there's a studio car. Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, that's my car. She just decides to drive it whenever the hell she feels like it. It's not a studio car. The studio does not pay the insurance. I pay the insurance on that night. Our final and naked story of the night comes from
sexy.
WFTV News Channel 9 out of Orlando and tells us about a man who thought he found an ingenious way to pay for his toll. The Florida Highway Patrol arrested a man they said was exposing himself to toll booth workers around Central Florida. And there you go. You should go work at a toll booth, Joe. St. Cloud resident Mark, 41, has been charged with indecent exposure for several incidents at multiple toll booths. According to an arrest report, Mark exposed himself to toll workers from August 29th to September 5th. Troopers said in each case, the workers said Mark was seen showing his privates, exposing his intimate parts, had no clothes on at all, was touching his penis, masturbating.
Ooh.
Mark was arrested at his home in St. Cloud on Saturday and taken to the Osceola County Jail. And that's it for your crazy...
Florida news?
No, I keep getting the tracks are all. There we go. My God, this thing is touchy tonight. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio.
The buttons are just touchy.
We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q studio experience. No, no, no. Yes, 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 yes. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. You've been such a wonderful co-host.
Yes, Betty, you're always wonderful. You just make me so excited when you come into the studio and do your thing.
Does it really make you that excited, Anthony?
No, but I'm required by law to say that, apparently.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
So, I got You're a show welcome, title Anthony. Idea. Oh my God, robots, be quiet.
You're welcome, Joe.
Robots, go charge up. Is your battery dead yet? It's late. You should be charging by now. We should call the show Late Shift.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, I had a bunch of ideas.
Okay, what were your ideas?
Smoking weed in a 5-star hotel. Smoke, eat, consume your purchasables. Magical position exposed at the toll booth.
You're just going for epically long show titles tonight. Okay, we'll do Late Shift.
Or how about Built Well for the Outdoors? But Late Shift sounds wonderful.
We'll do Late Shift. It's simple, it's sweet. It really is indicative of tonight's episode.
So let me type that in there before we continue.
That works for me.
Late Shift. All right. So, hey ho, it's Plethora Discussion Segment.
I think I'm out of beer.
Oh, no.
Well, I think there's more in the break room, but I'll have to run out for it. But I don't think I'm going to do that quite yet. So I can manage. Yeah. I can manage for 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
I hope so. I got weed. I've got weed.
I'm glad that you have weed.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all glad? At least those of us that do, you know.
So anything on the horizons in terms of vacations or trips?
Not really.
No.
I mean, not really. I mean, where the hell are we going to travel? It's still so unknown right now, everything that's going on. I mean, the only reason we would go anywhere is to see family. And, I mean, other than the, you know, traditional holiday family thing over the Christmas
season. Well, the holidays are coming up.
Well, no, I know. It's September. We're already in the middle of September. So, yeah, no, I get it. We're racing towards... Pumpkin spice season has already started.
Oh, I know. I've had two of those apple crisp things from the expensive people coffee place.
The expensive apple crisp from the expensive people coffee place. I see. Is that our dirty little secret? Is that our dirty little secret?
Our dirty little secret is.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So, the confusing and scary thing, though, about all of this stuff is there's so many shortages and products unavailable.
Oh,
and
I know. Oh, it's. I hate grocery shopping. I mean, I hate grocery shopping in general.
But yet, I've never been when I went grocery shopping today,
yeah,
yes, things seemed a little bit more expensive. And if you don't have the means to buy some of these things, yes, it's prohibitive. It's very cost prohibitive.
Oh, I know. I use an app when I do my grocery shopping. And
you use an app?
I use an app. I have an app that I use. It's not a very complicated app, but it's an app nonetheless. But you can, like, keep your... You can put the price in, you know, so it kind of keeps a running total of how much is in your cart. The thing is I found... You can scan things. It doesn't give you the pricing, but you can scan things. I mean, once you put the price in, it sets the price for it until you change it again. But I've been finding that I've been changing the prices lately because they keep going up and up.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's definitely, you're right, it's big grocery. Big grocery's trying to squeeze us down.
So, but everything was stocked. They had everything, you know, fresh. I purchased something unique at Jewel today. It's a pineapple turkey. It's literally pineapple flavored turkey. It's kind of like a smoked pineapple.
Uh huh. Like a whole bird, or is this lunch
just lunch meat?
Oh, okay. Meat. I got confused. Yeah. I'm like, you bought a first. You're like, I bought pineapple turkey, and I'm like. What the fuck is a pineapple turkey? And then I'm like, well, you know what? You need to show us what this pineapple turkey looks like, because I've never seen a pineapple turkey. Is it a turkey shaped like a pineapple? Is it a pineapple shaped like a turkey? We don't know.
Ooh, a pineapple shaped like a turkey.
There you go.
Okay, interesting. No, but it's great with the jalapeno cheddar cheese that I picked up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they go very nicely together.
Nice, nice, very nice.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about having a sandwich of that after the show.
I have to be careful what I eat in the evenings. I'm getting old. I have to be careful, because then I wake up feeling like poop. So, yeah, but it's all right. And my thing is, I try to get to bed by midnight now with my shift, because I can't seem to sleep past 8 o'clock in the morning. So I need my 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, and you can't go beyond that.
Yeah, I can't go beyond that, which is fine, because I mean, unless I start sleeping past 8 o'clock, I'm generally...
Unless you go to bed at 2 in the morning.
I've tried going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I still get up about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I actually did that 3 times last week. I did three nights in a row, I stayed up until about 2 in the morning.
And you weren't tired enough to...
Oh, I was tired. Oh, I was fucking tired. I was a fucking zombie last week. But the problem is that my body is, when my body wants, has a set time to wake up, it wakes itself up. For years, I've had it set for 5 o'clock in the morning. The fact that I've made it to 8 in the morning is amazing. Huh?
Do you use an eye thingy to block out all light?
The light isn't an issue. Because the room doesn't get bright in the morning, because it's not... It faces west, and it faces true. Out... Yeah, so it's got enough shade that it doesn't really get... It doesn't get... It's not the light that wakes me up. Because, again, before, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, boop, I'd wake right up at 5 o'clock in the morning with no light. It's just my internal timer says. Now it's 8 o'clock, which, again, moving it from 5 to 8 was a monumental thing. It took a while. It took a few weeks to do just that.
See, that would be an excellent luxury service, is finding a way to reset people's internal clocks.
We can't even get people to take a goddamn vaccine. That's a bunch of hobnobbery right there that you're suggesting, which probably would actually go over better than trying to give people vaccines, but we won't go there. The other thing is, I don't know if I want to sleep past 8 o'clock, because I do find my mornings productive. Like, for example, I go grocery shopping on Tuesday mornings. I can't go grocery shopping right now. There's no grocery stores that are open. Oh, no, dude, most of the grocery stores here close at 9 o'clock. After 9, 10 o'clock at night, there are no grocery stores. So, yeah, exactly. That's why I can't do things at night here. There's nothing open. Everything closes at 9. So my issue is that I really have to be up in the morning, because if I'm going to do errands, they have to happen in the morning, which is fine because nobody's out in the morning, and I like that. You just have to avoid the old
people. There's not even one 24-hours grocery store anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not even like a Walmart?
There might be a Walmart. Most of the Walmart, there was a couple 24-hour Walmarts a while ago, but they stopped being 24 hours.
Wow.
They close at like they close at midnight, so I could have like an hour left to go and run to Walmart. But still, it closes at midnight. It's like I can't go at 1 o'clock in the morning. We used to, as I said, we used to have 24-hour Walmarts, but I guess they just weren't profitable.
That's sad.
So, not profitable, so they just closed them at night, you know? They just didn't have... Which I never understood, because there was always people there, because they're always stocking. They're always there. Yeah. I mean, there's always someone working at Walmart, so... But either way, so, yeah. So, 8 o'clock right now is my... that's my magic number. So, I'm like, as long as I get to... As long as I'm asleep between 12 and 1, so 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I'm good.
Yeah. The ugly lights.
The ugly lights are coming on. Yes, they are. All right. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. The ugly lights are coming on, and I think I heard the cleaning crew lock the door and set the alarm. So that's never good. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? I hired the robot you Lubit people to come out and install a special automatic luber in Roger's robotic butthole. So as you notice, Roger's pretty excited with this new feature. You'll love it too, Anthony. It's less mess. I promise. Anyway,
what does that have to do with the cleaning crew locking me in the office? Great, now I feel even more scared. I'm not going to leave the studio. Roger's out there with his brand new butthole. Who knows what's going to happen with that? Oh boy.
Anyways.
Well, I got some space on my sleep on the desk, I think. Maybe.
So join us later, won't you?
Sure. Alright, well, you can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 AM Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
And you know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep it on perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures?
Yeah, right.
How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep it on.
Just turn the damn thing on. Just leave it on. Just leave it on. How did I leave it on my computer? Just leave it on. Don't turn it off.
Don't turn it off. Maybe it's in the sex room. Maybe it's in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's in the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds.
What about the dinette? It could be in the dinette, too.
Covering up those unsightly sounds.
Yeah, that might be for the sex room. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
So, whatever the case may be, just point your favorite browser to shiampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
No, wait till we're done, and then go there. Don't go there like right there. Now, because
although you're
probably already there, you might already be there, you know. So
the Star Spangled Banner is already there.
Yeah, and I'm not verifying that This Way Out is in queue. That's for sure.
That's right.
That's absolutely for sure.
What are you verifying?
We're gonna run into the world of. This Way Out. Not This Way Out.
No, Up Front Soul.
Up Front Soul. Up Front Soul. Let me see. Up Front Soul. There we go. 2021. A recent January 4th, 2021. How about that?
I think
that?
I might toast the bread.
You might host the bread?
Toast
the bread.
Host.
Why don't you host the bread while you're toasting it? Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next time. Maybe this time next Monday. Just keep watching our Facebook page. We'll let you know when we show up. Check out our blog at shiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playhost@shiampa.org. Remember, folks, if you're going to steal a fire truck, make sure you bring along a safety chicken, some magical potion, and a package of vended meat. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for Upfront Soul all night long with a Y for Yongles.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
this Annie. This station is being brought to you via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.